The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 29, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 8, 2007, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 29. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhaktaram Jagatapasam.
Bhaktaram Jagatapasam.
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram.
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram.
Suhridam Sarvabhutanam.
Suhridam Sarvabhutanam.
Gyatva Mangshantam Ritschati.
Gyatva Mangshantam Ritschati.
Translation. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Purport. The conditioned souls within the clutches of illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world, but they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this. Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because He is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than He. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6-7, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshvaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of a lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are His subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. This fifth chapter is a practical explanation of Krishna consciousness, generally known as Karma Yoga. The question of mental speculation as to how Karma Yoga can give liberation is answered herewith. To work in Krishna consciousness is to work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. Such work is not different from transcendental knowledge. Direct Krishna consciousness is bhakti yoga, and jnana yoga is a path leading to bhakti yoga. Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute. And the perfection of this consciousness is full knowledge of Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as his fragmental part and parcel. He comes into contact with Maya illusion due to the desire to lord it over Maya, and that is the cause of his many sufferings. As long as he is in contact with matter, he has to execute work in terms of material necessities. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life even while one is within the jurisdiction of matter. For it for it is an arousing of spiritual existence by practice in the material world. The more one is advanced, the more he is freed from the clutches of matter. The Lord is not partial toward anyone. Everything depends on one's practical performance of duties and Krishna consciousness, which helps one control the senses in every respect and conquer the influence of desire and anger. And one who stands fast in Krishna consciousness, controlling the above-mentioned passions, remains factually in the transcendental stage, or Brahma Nirvana. The Eightfold Mystic Yoga Mysticism is automatically practiced in Krishna consciousness because the ultimate purpose is served. There is a gradual process of elevation in the practice of Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. But these only preface perfection by devotional service, which alone can award peace to the human being. It is the highest perfection of life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of Karma Yoga, or action in Krishna consciousness.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha.
So, this verse of the Bhagavad Gita, is giving the most important principle how we can have peace. This is the peace formula. Right now, the whole world is becoming more and more embroiled in conflict.
Dabar visas pasaulis vis labiau ir labiau įsiveda įvairiausius konfliktus.
Many people are getting together now and having conferences on global conflict resolution.
Šiuo metu žmonės iš skirtingų pasaulio vietų susisiekia per įvairius forumus, kuriuose aptarinėjami globaliniai konfliktai.
How to resolve global conflict.
Kaip išspręsti tos globalinius konfliktus.
In fact, I just received an invitation to speak in June at the University of Texas on global conflict resolution.
Aš netgi gavau pakvietimą kalbėti universitete Teksase. Tai būtų birželio mėnesį tema, kurios yra globalinio konflikto sprendimai.
I had to decline the invitation because I was already scheduled to speak in Vail, Colorado on that evening.
Aš turėjau atsakyti šitą pakvietimą, kadangi aš turėjau jau suplanavęs savo tvarkaraštį kalbėti Vail'e, Colorado valstijoje tą vakarą.
There is actually no solution for global conflict.
Iš tikrųjų ten nėra jokio sprendimo dėl šito globalinio konflikto.
Other than the one given here by Lord Sri Krishna.
Viešpats Krišna.
Just like, just imagine there is a pond of water.
Įsivaizduokite, kad yra tvenkinys vandens.
You throw your rock into the pond.
Jūs įmesite kokį nors akmenį ten.
And I throw my rock into the pond.
O aš ten taip pat įmesiu.
When your rock lands in the water, some waves come out from the rock.
Kai jūs akmuo įkrisi tą vandenį, reiškia, jisai sukels bangas.
And when I throw my rock in the water, some waves come out from my rock.
O kai aš įmesiu akmenį, taip pat nuo mano to metimo sukils bangos.
So, when those waves interact with one another, it is a clashing effect.
Ir kitos bangos, tų dviejų akmenų sukeltos bangos susiduria, tai yra toksai kaip susidūrimo efektas.
So, how can we avoid, if you're throwing your rock in the pond and I'm throwing my rock in the pond, how can we avoid conflict?
Taigi, kaip mes galime išvengti konflikto, jeigu jūs įmesite akmenį ir aš įmesiu akmenį į tą patį, reiškia, tvenkinį.
Do you know how to avoid the conflict?
Ar žinote, kaip išvengti konflikto?
Where the waves or ripples from the rocks will not clash with each other?
Kad tos bangos tekėdamos nesusidurtų.
Can any of you say what is the technique?
Ar kas nors iš jūsų žinot tokį kokią nors techniką?
Abhinanda?
From the same rock.
Repeat it for everyone to hear.
Reikia mesti tą patį vieną akmenį.
You say throw them in the same spot? What is the English translation? What was your answer in English language?
Just throw the same rock. Only one.
Throw the same rock?
I mean both throw only the same.
The same spot?
Only one.
No. No, that's not right. If you throw a rock in one spot, and then somehow or other I get that rock and throw it in a different spot, the waves will still conflict.
Jeigu jūs mesite akmenį į vieną vietą ir aš paskui mesiu į kitą vietą, vis tiek jos iš kitos bangos susidurs bus konflikt.
Mataji has an answer.
Mataji turi atsakymą.
Mataji says to throw the rocks in the same spot.
Mataji sako, kad reikia mesti tos akmenys į vieną vietą.
There can be two different rocks, you see.
Ten gali būti du skirtingi akmenys.
Because I'm a person and you're a person.
Kadangi jūs esate asmenybė ir aš esu asmenybė.
But those two rocks have to be thrown into exactly the same spot in the pond.
Bet tie akmenys turi būti numesti paleisti tiesiai į tą pačią vieną vietą.
And then the waves will not conflict with each other.
Ir tada tos bangos nesusidurs.
They will enhance each other and make a bigger, nicer, more wonderful wave.
Susijungs ir jos padarys dar gražesnės, didesnės bangas.
So just imagine all of us here in this temple room area here.
Įsivaizduokite mus visus dabar čia esančius šiame kambaryje.
If we all threw our rocks into that pond, there would be so many conflicts.
Jeigu mes visi mesime kiekvienas po akmenį į tą tvenkinį, tai bus tiek daug konfliktų.
But if we all threw our rocks into exactly the same spot, it would be a huge wave coming from that spot, you see.
Bet jeigu mes visi mesim vieną vietą, tai ten bus tokios didelės bangos.
So this is the actual solution for all the conflicts throughout the entire world.
Tai yra toksai tikras sprendimas konflikto visam pasaulyje.
We simply have to throw our rocks in the same spot.
Mes paprasčiausiai turime mesti savo akmenį į tą pačią vietą.
Do you understand what that means?
Ar suprantate, ką tai reiškia?
Does anyone understand what that means? Hare Katha nodding his head, yes, he
understands.
So what does that mean to throw our rocks in the same spot?
It means that in the center should be Krishna.
We should make Krishna the center, that's right.
Krishna turi būti centre.
We should all make Krishna the center of everything that we do.
Mes turime padaryti taip, kad Krishna būtų centre, ką mes padarytume.
Every thought that goes to your mind, that should be for Krishna.
Kiekviena mintis, kuri ateina į jūsų galvą, jinai turi būti skirta Krishna.
Every word that comes out of your mouth, that should be for Krishna.
Kiekvienas žodis, kuris išlekia iš jūsų, jisai turi būti skirtas Krishna.
And every action that you perform with your body, that should be for Krishna.
Kiekvienas veiksmas, kurį jūs atliekate savo kūnu, jis taip pat turi būti skirtas Krishna.
If we make Krishna the center of everything,
jei mes padarysime Krishna viso ko centru,
then there will be perfect peace.
Tai bus tobula taika.
But you know something? We don't really have to make Krishna the center, you know why?
Iš tikrųjų, netgi nereikia Krishnas padaryti centru.
Does anybody know why we don't have to make Krishna the center? This is getting tricky now. Why do we not have to make Krishna the center?
Because he's already the center.
That's right, because he's already the center. Very good. All we have to do is recognize the reality.
Ką mums reikia daryti, tai tiesiog pripažinti realybę.
We simply have to recognize the reality that Krishna actually is the center.
Kad Krishna yra centras.
And if we do that, then our every thought, word and deed will be for his pleasure automatically.
Jeigu mes tai darysime, tai kiekviena mūsų mintis bus jo džiaugsmė.
And we will live in perfect peace and harmony with each other.
Tada mes gyvensime tobuloje taikoje vieni su kitais.
Whoever is following, this is actually the definition of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Tai ir yra tikras Krishna sąmonės judėjimo apibrėžimas.
The real definition of the Krishna consciousness movement is those people who make Krishna the center.
Tikras apibrėžimas reiškia, kad Krishna sąmonės judėjimo nariai yra tie, kurie padaro Krishna.
Sometimes people want to know, what do I have to do to join your movement?
Kartais žmonės klausia, ką aš turiu padaryti, kad tapčiau jūsų judėjimo nariu.
All you have to do is make Krishna the center.
Visa, ką jūs turite padaryti, tai tiesiog padaryti, kad Krishna būtų jūsų gyvenimo centre.
As soon as you make Krishna the center of your life, you're automatically a member of ISKCON.
Kai tik jūs tai padarote, jūs automatiškai tampate ISKCONo nariu.
This is the International Society for People who want to make Krishna the center.
Tai yra tarptautinė Krishna sąmonės bendrie žmonėms, kurie nori Krishna statyti į centrą.
You don't become a member by changing your hairstyle.
Jūs netapsite nariu paprasčiausiai kitaip pakeitę savo šukuoseno stilių.
You don't become a member by putting tilak on your nose. You don't become a member by wearing dhoti or sari. Although these things are very nice and we encourage you to do that, but that's not actually how you become a member of this movement. You factually become a member of this movement when you recognize that Krishna is the center of everything.
Jūs tik tada iš tikrųjų tampate nariu, kai tikrai pripažįstate, kad Krishna yra viso ko centras.
And how do we see that he is the center?
Kaip mes tai matome, kad Krishna yra viso ko centre?
The good news is we don't have to speculate with our imperfect brains.
Mes dėl šito neturėtume spekuliuoti su savo netobulomis smegenimis.
We simply have to take the instructions of Krishna.
Mes paprasčiausiai priimkime tos nurodymus iš Krishnos.
In this verse he is telling us the three ways that he is the center of everything.
Ir čia šitame posme Krishna nusako tris dalykus, kaip jisai yra centre.
Everything is, he is the supreme enjoyer, which means everything is for his enjoyment.
Jisai sako, kad jis yra aukščiausias besimėgaujantis ir viskas skirta būtent jo džiaugsmui.
He is the supreme owner, that means he owns everything.
Jis yra visako savininkas, tai reiškia, kad viskas priklauso jam.
And suhridam sarvabhutanam, he is the best friend of all living beings.
Ir jis yra pats geriausias draugas visų gyvų esybių.
How can he claim that?
Kaip jisai gali tai patvirtinti?
Because he is bestowing unlimited mercy on every living entity at every minute.
Kadangi jisai beria didžiulę malonę kiekvienai gyvai esybei kiekvieną momentą.
You will never find a better friend than Krishna.
Jis niekada nerasti geresnio draugo nei Krishna.
That is a fact.
Tai yra faktas.
So this is the Krishna consciousness process.
Taigi tai ir yra Krishna sąmonės procesas.
To know Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
Žinoti, kad Krishna yra pats aukščiausias besimėgaujantis.
The supreme honor and the supreme friend.
Pats didžiausias savininkas ir geriausias draugas.
And Krishna describes the result of knowing these.
Ir tokiu būdu Krishna pasako, koks bus rezultatas, jeigu jūs mane tokį pažinsit.
Gyatva mang shantim ritschati. Such a person, knowing these things, will he achieves. Ritschati means he achieves peace.
Toksai žmogus, kuris man pažįsta mane taip, jisai pasieks taiką.
So, if you're tired of being agitated and disturbed,
jeigu jūs jau esate pavargę nuo įvairiausių trikdžių, neramumų,
then we invite you to always remember that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, supreme owner and supreme friend.
Tada mes kviečiame jūs prisiminti, kad Krishna yra aukščiausias besimėgaujantis visako savininkas ir draugas.
If you will always remember these points, you will always feel peaceful and happy.
Ir jei jūs visada tai prisiminsite, jūs visada būsite ramus ir taikus.
You will never have a bad day ever again.
Jūs niekada neturėsite blogos dienos savo gyvenime.
Every day will be simply wonderful.
Kiekviena diena bus paprasčiausiai nuostabi.
But you know what happens if we forget these things.
Ir žinote, kas atsitiks, jeigu mes pamiršime tos dalykus.
We have days that are simply terrible.
Mes turėsime tokias dienas, kurios bus paprasčiausiai baisios.
So, what kind of days would you like to have?
Taigi, kokias dienas jūs norite turėti savo gyvenime?
Simply terrible days or simply wonderful days?
Paprasčiausiai blogas dienas ar geras?
You have the power.
Jūs turite šitam patys
to decide
pasirinkimą nuspręsti.
Whether you want your day to be simply wonderful or simply terrible.
Turėti dienas ar paprasčiausiai geras arba blogas.
We are giving you the method how every day can be simply wonderful.
Mes duodame metodą jums, kaip viskas gali būti nuostabu.
Now it is up to you to take it or leave it.
Ir tai yra jau jūsų sprendimas.
It's your choice.
Pasirinkti tai ar palikti.
Do you want the simply terrible days or simply wonderful days?
Ar jūs norite paprasčiausiai baisių dienų ar nuostabių?
So now I can request if there's any questions.
Gal yra kokių klausimų?
How one may know that Krishna receives and accepts his yajna, his offering?
How Krishna, how one can
one
know?
May know that, that Krishna accepts and receives his yajna, his service.
Exactly. Service. How does he know if Krishna accepts your service? Yes.
Kaip sužinoti, ar Krishna priima mūsų yajna, mūsų tarnystę, aukojimą?
According to the explanation of Srila Prabhupada,
pagal Šilas Prabhupados paaiškinimą,
for Krishna to accept our service, it must be given through the medium of our spiritual master.
Kad Krishna priimtų mūsų tarnystę, mes turime ją pasiūlyti per dvasinį mokytoją.
This is why it's important that every single member of ISKCON should actually get initiated.
Todėl labai svarbu, kad kiekvienas ISKCON judėjimo narys būtų inicijuotas.
Because this is the way that we can actually, that Krishna will actually accept our service.
Nes būtent taip, tik tai iš tikrųjų Krishna priims mūsų tarnystę.
Krishna says, if you are my devotee, you're not my devotee.
Krishna sako, kad jeigu tu galvoji, kad tu esi mano atsidavęs, tai tu dar nesi mano atsidavęs.
But if you are the devotee of my devotee, then you are my actual devotee.
Bet jeigu tu esi mano atsidavusiu atsidavęs, tai tada tu esi ir tikras atsidavęs.
Therefore, each of us must have guru.
Todėl kiekvienas iš mūsų mes turime turėti dvasinį mokytoją.
And when the Guru accepts our service, then we know that Krishna has accepted our service. And the Guru will let you know also whether your service is acceptable or not acceptable. So you won't have to speculate. But the Guru is very merciful also. Some people are terrified of Guru. They don't think they can please the spiritual master. But Prabhupada described, he said, I am 10% strict and 90% lenient. So even if you are a bumbling idiot, bumbling means bumping into everything, you can't do anything right. That's bumbling idiot. Idiot means a fool.
Yeah,
a complete total fool. I see many people smiling. I think I've related to you. Even if you're a complete total fool, who can hardly do anything right, all you have to do is be sincere and the Guru will accept your service. Next question. Yeah.
He's chanting his rounds without the beats, and he knows by time how long it would take with japa beats to chant a particular number of rounds, but sometimes he chants without a beat. How it is it okay?
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita, chanting round the beads.
Kartojimas su karoliais.
So the 16 rounds should be chanted on the beads.
16 ratų turėtų būti sukartuota su karoliais.
The easiest way to do is to rise early in the morning.
Paprasčiausias būdas tai padaryti, tai atsikelti anksti ryte.
And complete 16 rounds before sunrise.
Ir užbaigti tuos ratus iki saulės patekimo.
And then your day will be simply wonderful.
Ir tada jūsų diena bus paprasčiausiai nuostabi.
We see Rupa Goswami Samadhi, he was also chanting on the beads.
Mes galime matyti Rupa Goswami Samadhi, jis taip pat kartuoja su karoliais.
Prabhupada was chanting on the beads.
Šila Prabhupada kartuoja su karoliais.
So we should not try to become a bigger Paramahamsa than our founder Acharya by thinking, I don't need to chant on the beads. There are practical reasons also for chanting on the beads.
Taip pat yra žinoma, be abejonės, praktinės priežastys, dėl ko reikia kartuoti su karoliais.
When we get our diksha, our Guru Maharaj chants on our beads.
Kai mes gauname iniciaciją, mūsų guru yra jau būna kaip užkartojęs mūsų karolius.
And that means just by touching the bead with your finger, you're holding onto the lotus feet of your Guru Maharaj. So it's very powerful. In 1971, Srila Prabhupada chanted on one set of beads and mailed them to me. And I still have those beads. I chant every day in the beads that Prabhupada chanted on. So there is great Shakti. Are you initiated yet? Even now, before your diksha, by your own chanting, the more you chant on the beads, they get Shakti. So every time you're touching your beads, you're chanting, you're contacting all that Shakti of your previous chanting, which is invested in those beads.
Ir kiekvieną kartą, kai jūs sukate ratą, jūs jau galite pasinaudoti tą jėgą, kurią jau prieš tai sukartuojate. Kiekvienas ratas jums dar dar jėgos.
Some devotees think clicker is very nice.
Kai kurie sėdėjo galvoja, kad reiškias yra toksai metalinis.
But we cannot imagine that Srila Prabhupada, the time of diksha, would give hand out a clicker.
Bet jūs įsivaizduokite, jeigu jums per iniciaciją Srila Prabhupada paduotų.
Srila Prabhupada always handed japa mala. He never handed clicker. Is it? This clicker, no one chanted on clicker when Prabhupada was on the planet. This is some concocted idea after Prabhupada left. Somebody concocted this idea, clicker japa. Srila Prabhupada never authorized clicker japa. He authorized bead japa. He taught us bead japa.
Yeah.
Once you complete your 16 rounds, then you can chant all day long on your lips with no beads, that's it.
Kai jūs tik sukartuosite savo nustatytą ratų skaičių 16 ratų, jūs visą dieną galite kartuoti vien tik tais tiesiog.
But the 16 rounds should be on the beads.
Bet 16 turi būti.
That will give you much more spiritual power.
Ir tai tau duos kur kas daugiau dvasinės jėgos.
Any other questions?
Kas dar turite klausimų?
Sometimes some devotees says that without help of such like mystic yoga, different practice of yoga, or reiki, or something like this.
What was the second thing? Mystic yoga practice. Is the first thing, and then the second one?
Reiki. Like practicing reiki.
Reiki, oh yeah. My God.
It is not possible. It is not possible to achieve success in chanting Hare Krishna mantra only. Can you explain all this?
Oh my God.
Kartais yra, kartais atsidavę yra linkę sakyti, kad neįmanoma pasiekti vien tik kartu šimtus vardus sėkmę, kad patirti to šimtų vardų skonį ir padaryti pažangą. Kartu šimtus vardus ir neatliekant mistinės jogos praktiką, įvairius pratimus jogos, ar ten reikia praktikų įsimant ir panašiais pagalbiniais metodais.
So, sometimes people think that bhakti yoga alone is not enough. I have to supplement it with something else.
Kartais žmonės galvoja, kad pati viena bhakti yoga nėra pakankama, kad reikia dar kažką tai pridurti prie jos.
It's like in America, there's one so-called guru, his name is Stephen Covey. And we hear devotees now giving, preaching and quoting Stephen Covey like he's some kind of a Vedic authority. Unless we have the help of Stephen Covey, we cannot become Krishna conscious.
But sekdami Stephenu Covey, mes netapsime Krishna sąmoningi.
So, this is all bogus.
Visa tai yra netikra, neteisinga.
ahaitakiya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. That devotional service must be simply unmotivated and uninterrupted, and then it will completely satisfy the self.
Atsidimo tarnystė turi būti nemotivuota ir nenutrūkstama, tada ji pilnai patenkins sielą.
We do not require to bring this nonsense thing and that nonsense thing.
Mums nereikia dar papildomai pridurti šitos nesąmonės ar kitos nesąmonės.
As soon as you bring in the nonsense thing, then you're polluting Krishna Bhakti.
Kai tik tais jūs kažkokią nesąmonę atnešat, jūs užteršit Krishna Bhakti.
You simply have to follow the pathway of the Mahajanas.
Jūs paprasčiausiai turite sekti Mahajanų pėdomis.
Which Mahajana has recommended mystic yoga or Reiki?
Kuris Mahajana rekomendavo mistinę jogą arba Reiki?
This is simply bogus nonsense.
Visa tai tiesiog netikra nesąmonė.
Now, if you need to do something for your physical health, that is all right.
Taip, jeigu jūs kažką tai darote dėl savo fizinės sveikatos.
If you are sick and Hatha yoga will help you to get over your sickness, that's all right.
Jeigu jūs sergate ir Hatha yoga padeda jums išsigydyti, tai gerai, jūs galite atlikti tai.
Or if some kind of healing system can actually help your health, that is okay.
Jeigu kokia nors ten gydymo sistema gali taip pat išgydyti jūs, tai irgi gerai.
We have nothing against going to medical doctors if necessary.
Mes nieko prieš neturime prieš medicinos gydytojus, mes kreipiamės į juos.
Srila Prabhupada also went to the medical doctors.
Srila Prabhupada taip pat kreipėsi į juos.
But that is simply for the bodily health.
Bet visa tai skirta tiesiog kūniškai sveikatai.
It has nothing to do with our Krishna consciousness.
Nieko bendro neturi su Krishna sąmonė.
Except for the fact that a healthy body is conducive for devotional service.
Išskyrus tą faktą, kad sveikas kūnas yra kur kas geriau panaudoti atsidavimo tarnystei.
Every devotee must keep his body in good health.
Todėl kiekvienas atsidavęs turi iš anksto pasirūpinti ir laikyti savo kūną
gerą sveikatą. If disease comes, it immediately should be eliminated.
Jeigu tik tai pasirodo lyga, ją reikia iš karto gydyti, gesinti.
But do not think that eliminating a physical disease will eliminate the disease of birth and death.
Bet nereikia taip galvoti, kad jeigu jūs išgydysite materialią ligą, jūs pasveiksite nuo gimimo ir mirties.
The program for eliminating the disease of birth and death is simply Krishna consciousness.
Programa, kuri gydo gimimą ir mirtį, tai yra Krishna sąmonė.
Pure devotional service.
Yra atsidavimo tarnystė.
Next question.
Koks geriausias būdas sunaikint pavydą Krishnai, kadangi tas trukdis pagrindinis, kuris neduoda pilnai atsiduoti Krishnai.
What is the best way to destroy our envy towards Krishna? Because this is the most biggest obstacle and
Matsarya or envy, it is the worst enemy, that's bad. The envy of Krishna is what brought us into this material world.
Pavydas Krishnai atvedė mus į šitą materialų pasaulį.
And the envy of Krishna is what keeps us in this material world.
Ir pavydas taip pat mus čia ir palaiko šiame materialiame pasaulyje.
But you know, envy is actually stupid.
Bet mes turime žinot, kad pavydas yra kvaila.
Why be envious of God?
Kodėl mes turime būti pavydus Dievui?
Thinking, well, he's the supreme enjoyer, why can't I be the supreme enjoyer?
Galvojam, kad jisai aukščiausias besimėgojantis, kodėl aš negaliu būti besimėgojančiu?
That envy is foolish.
Taigi toksai pavydas yra labai kvailas.
Why is it foolish?
Kodėl kvailas?
Because the devotee enjoys on an equal level with God.
Kadangi atsidavęs ir taip mėgaujasi tarpe pačiame lygmenyje kaip ir Dievas.
Why should you be envious when you can equally enjoy as God?
Kodėl jūs turite būti pavydus, jeigu jūs vienodai galite mėgautis?
Why equally you can enjoy better than God?
Kodėl netgi
Did you know that the devotee enjoys more than God? Did everybody know that the devotee enjoys more than God? I will tell you how. Lord Sri Krishna is being served by Srimati Radharani. And she serves him with great love and devotion, greater than anyone else. But Krishna is very amazed. He sees that Radharani is enjoying more than he is. He cannot understand, how is this? I am the supreme enjoyer. And this girl, she is enjoying more than me. How is that possible? Krishna does not want to be defeated. So, he's thinking, well, this beautiful golden-limbed girl, Garangi, I must taste that same pleasure. I will also become like that mood. I will take that complexion. I will take that mood. I will become Gauranga. And in this way, I will understand how the devotee of enjoy, how my devotee enjoys more than me. So, if being a devotee is so much more pleasurable than being God, that God Himself wants to become a devotee.
Taigi, jeigu būti atsidavusioju yra daugiau malonumo, kad netgi pats Dievas nori tapti savo paties atsidavusioju.
Then why you should be envious?
Tai kodėl jūs turite būti pavydus?
You become a devotee, you will enjoy more than God.
Jūs tapkite atsidavusiais ir mėgausitės dar daugiau negu Dievas.
So the easy way to give up envy,
taigi toks lengvas būdas atmesti pavydą,
is simply to understand things as they are.
Paprasčiausiai suprasti dalykus tokiais, kokie jie yra.
If Krishna himself joins the Hare Krishna movement,
jeigu pats Krishna prisijungia prie Hare Krishna judėjimo,
to expand his enjoyment,
kad galėtų mėgautis daugiau,
then all you have to do is also join the Hare Krishna movement.
Tai visą ką jūs turite padaryti, jūs irgi prisijungti turite prie Hare Krishna judėjimo.
If Krishna becomes a Hare Krishna,
jeigu Krishna tampa Hare Krishna,
that must be the coolest thing that you can do.
Tai čia turėtų būti pats.
So if you want to be cool,
pats kiečiausias dalykas,
be a Hare Krishna.
Taigi, būkite kieti, tapkite Hare Krishna.
There's nothing more cool than being a Hare Krishna.
Nėra geresnio dalyko, kad
because then you can experience the topmost happiness at every minute. A pleasure that is so intense and so thrilling and so exciting. That God Himself also shaved up and joined the movement. Next question. Anybody else who hasn't asked? Okay, there's one.
You mentioned that Krishna is a supreme enjoyer. At the same time, Krishna, he is a most renounced person. How does that not contradict to each other? And how ourselves, we can enjoy and be renounced.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
In
I understand.
Way.
Yes, I understand. It is a very simple thing. There's nothing more enjoyable than being renounced. Actually, that position of sannyasi is the most ecstatic position. The sannyasis, they can give up everything. Just be fully absorbed in chanting and hearing, because it is nothing more relishable than that. So if you cannot understand how renunciation is enjoyable, then you simply have to experience it. Therefore, you must now become completely renounced. Continue in your household duties. But do it in a spirit of complete detachment. You must see everything as the energy of Krishna. And engage everything in the service of Krishna. And this way, even as a wife and a mother, you can become the perfect topmost sannyasi. And relish the topmost pleasure of renunciation. Some people think that renunciation means to say, I give all of this up. That is called false renunciation. Just imagine if somebody walks into the bank. What do you call bank in Lithuania?
Bank,
same thing? Where they keep the money.
Yeah.
Someone walks into a bank. They cut banka.
It's just
you say banka.
No, bankas. Bankas.
Bankas.
Yeah.
Oh, everything is us. The yeah. S in this line. Everything is us. Someone walks into the bankas. And they bring gun. To rob the banks. Bankas. You see, they are called thief, criminal. And someone else walks into the bankas and says, I renounce this bankas. But is it your bankas to renounce? If you walk into the bankas and you say, I renounce this bankas, then you are a mad woman. How you can renounce the bankas when you are not the owner of the bankas? So you must have the proper understanding of what renunciation means. Renunciation simply means give up the false conception that you are the proprietor. That is renunciation. And that is easily done when you meditate on this verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Loka Maheshvaram. Krishna says, I am the owner.
Krishna sako, aš esu savininkas.
If you always see that Krishna is the owner, engage everything in his service.
Jeigu jūs matote, kad Krishna yra savininkas, tai viską užimate, atsidavote mums tik Krishna.
You will be the topmost sannyasi and the topmost enjoyer.
Ir tada jūs būsite aukščiausio lygio sannyasis ir aukščiausio lygio besimėgaujantis.
Next question. Yeah.
In Christian's tradition, they say that there is some person like evil, Satan.
What do you call it? Satan.
Yeah. And there says that Satan, he He says to us, he
seduces.
He seduces us.
He
seduces.
Seduces.
Yes, and we can see that it works. If I analyze it in my mind, I see that sometimes it happens. And
yes, personality of Kali. He is Satan.
It's Kali.
Yes.
Aš klausiu, kad krikščionybė yra tokia asmenybė kaip šetonas, kuris sakom, kad jis mus gundo. Ir aš noriu paklausti, ar yra atitikmuo vedniai kultūrai. Ir mokslas pasakė, kad yra kalni.
Next question.
Būtent apkalbos, jo?
Nu, pavydas, reiškia, pavydas baktus. Ar gali paveikti, ar iš tiesų blogiau žmonės?
We find this envy in our society and sometimes we see that the world...
Which society, ISKCON?
No,
in material society.
In general.
Okay.
And sometimes the devotees, they bring that envy into our society and they envy that one got initiation earlier, another went to India for
okay, yes,
and many other things.
All right.
They sometimes talk about it and they envy how it affects us and how to
it pollutes you.
How it pollutes us, how it affects other devotees.
It pollutes the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, an atmosphere, and how to deal with it.
Yes.
Can it make influence on us in general?
Mm-hmm.
Can it make influence on us in general? If
I understood already. Now there's something new coming in. What's your next point?
How it influences us.
Yes. Okay. There is transcendental envy.
Yra transcendentinis pavydas.
When I was a young devotee, I was very, very envious of all those devotees who got to be with
Prabhupada.
I was in a remote preaching center in Austin, Texas. Prabhupada never came to our temple. Sometimes I would go for 2 years without even seeing
Prabhupada.
But then I would hear devotees, they would say, well, I was with Prabhupada on the morning walk and he looked at me and he said this to me and then, you know, this, I couldn't stand it. I was so envious.
Ir kartais atsidavę atvykdavo iš kitur ir sakydavo, aš buvau susitikęs su Prabhupada, aš buvau su juo rytinė pasivaikščiojime, jisai pažiūrėjo mane, nusišypsojo ir aš buvau labai pavydus jam.
But I knew this wasn't a good thing to be envious.
Bet aš žinau, kad būti pavydžiam nėra gerai.
So I wrote Prabhupada a letter. I said, Srila Prabhupada, I have this problem with envy. What to do?
Ir aš parašiau Srila Prabhupadai laišką, kad aš turiu tokią problemą pavydo, ką man daryti.
I'm envious of my god brothers who get to be with you.
Aš labai esu pavydus savo dvasiniams broliams, kurie gali būti su jumis.
Prabhupada surprised me with his answer.
Ir Prabhupada mane labai nustebino savo atsakymu.
He said this. He said transcendental envy.
Jisai pasakė, transcendentinis pavydas
means that when you see that Krishna is recognizing some other devotee more than you.
Kad kai jūs matote, kad Krishna pripažįsta kitą atsidavusį labiau negu jūs,
that you must try harder to please Krishna more than him.
Tada jūs turite labai stengtis stipriai patenkinti Krishna labiau netgi už tą atsidavusį.
So that Krishna will recognize you also.
Kad Krishna taip pat pripažintų jūs.
So, in this way, you can make your envy spiritual.
Taigi tokiu būdu jūs pasistengite padaryti, kad jūsų pavydas būtų transcendentinis.
But I was, by being still a very young devotee, I still had the problem even after Prabhupada told me that.
Bet būdamas jaunas atsidavusis, aš vis tiek pas mane liko ta problema netgi po šitos Prabhupados laiško.
The especially the devotees that I was envious of is those devotees that were traveling with Prabhupada, who got to be with him all the time.
Ypatingai aš pavydėjau tiems atsidavusiems, kurie visą laiką galėjo keliauti su Prabhupada ir būti kartu.
Like his personal servant.
Tokiems kaip kurie asmeniškai tarnavo jam.
He was with him 24 hours a day.
Jie būdavo 24 valandas per dieną.
Getting unlimited nectar every second.
Kiekvieną sekundę jie gaudavo neaprėpiamą nektarą.
So, there was one such devotee, his name, my dear godbrother, Shuta Kirti Prabhu.
Yra vienas toksai nuostabus atsidavęs, mano dvasinis brolis, Shuta Kirti Prabhu.
He was Prabhupada's personal servant.
Jis buvo asmeniškas Prabhupados tarnas.
And I was there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Taip pat buvau Virginijos valstijoje, Atlantoje.
To get Prabhupada's association.
Kad gaučiau šilos Prabhupados bendravimą.
So Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasan.
Ir šila Prabhupada sėdė Vyasasane.
I was right there, just a few inches away from Prabhupada. I was standing on his right side. And just the opposite on Prabhupada's left side was standing Shuta Kirti Prabhu, the personal servant of Srila
Prabhupada,
who got to be with him at every minute.
Kuris galėjo būti su Šila Prabhupada kiekvieną minutę.
This was the person I envied more than anyone else in the whole movement.
Ir tai buvo asmenybė, kurią aš pavydėjau labiausiai visame šiame judėjime.
And there I was, looking face to face with Shuta Kirti.
Ir aš tada žiūrėjau taip tiesiai jam veidą, Shuta Kirti.
Across the lap of Srila Prabhupada.
Per Šilos Prabhupados kelius.
But I was amazed when I looked at Shuta Kirti Prabhu.
Ir aš toks buvau nustebintas, kai aš pažiūrėjau į Shuta Kirti Prabhu.
He was not standing there very proudly that I am the personal servant of His divine grace.
Jis nebuvo visiškai nebuvo išdidus, kad aš esu jo dieviškos malonės asmeninis tarnas.
But he looked me straight in the eyes.
Ir jis pasižiūrėjo tiesiai man į akis.
With the biggest, most wonderful, sweet, loving, merciful smile.
Su didžiausia, labai mylinčia, nuostabia šypsena savo veide.
And I realized that he was not proud about being Prabhupada's personal servant.
Ir aš suvokiau, kad jis nėra visiškai išdidus, kad jis užino tokią.
I realized that he knew he was very fortunate to be Prabhupada's personal servant.
Aš supratau, kad jis yra labai sėkmingas, kad jis tapo šios Prabhupados tarnu.
And he just wanted to share the nectar of being Prabhupada's servant with everybody else.
Ir jis norėjo pasidalinti tuo nektaru, kad tarnystės Prabhupadai nektaru su kiekvienu.
So I could perceive that unlimited mercy was emanating from Srila Prabhupada.
Ir aš galėjau matyti, kaip neaprėpiamas nektaras malonės vėjas iš Srilos Prabhupados.
And it was bouncing off Shuddha Kirti, just like a mirror.
Ir tarytum atsitrenkdavo į Shuddha Kirti kaip į.
And I was being bathed in that ocean of mercy which was bouncing off of Shuddha Kirti Prabhu.
Ir aš buvau išmaudytas tame malonės vandenyne, kuris atšaukdavo, reiškia, nuo Shuddha Kirti Prabhu.
So when I realized that, all my envy went away.
Ir kai aš suvokiau tai, mano visas pavydas išsisklaidė.
And if you hear the story of how Shuddha Kirti became Prabhupada's servant,
jeigu jūs žinote istoriją, kaip Shuddha Kirti tapo asmeniniu tarnu Prabhupados,
it's very easy not to be envious of him.
Tada yra labai lengva būti nepavydžiu jam.
There was a big festival in New Vrindavan in the summer of 1972.
72 metais vasarą buvo didžiulis festivalis New Vrindavane.
It was called the Bhagavad Dharma Discourses.
Jis vadinasi Bhagavad Dharmas kursai.
And it was a huge festival. Devotees came from all over the place.
Ir daugybė atsidavusių atvyko tenais į šitą vietą.
To New Vrindavan, West Virginia. It's a beautiful, in the summer it's so beautiful in the mountains and the forests.
Ir vasarą ten labai gražu, ten yra kalnai, miškai.
On top of one very high hill, the devotees built a pavilion, which means a roof with no sides.
Ant vieno labai aukšto kalno atsidavę pastatė pavilionus. Tai yra tokia kaip...
And every day, that way we'd be shaded from the heat of the sun, but the cool breezes, the cool mountain breezes would come through the pavilion.
Kad tie stogai uždengtų tą kaitrą iš saulės, o reiškia vėjas, kuris reiškia ten yra, galėtų...
And we would sit there every day with Prabhupada and hear him giving wonderful discourse on Bhagavatam.
Ir visi atsidavęs tiesiog sėdėdavo ir klausydavosi šilas Prabhupados.
We would enjoy nice prasadam, nice devotee association, Prabhupada's association. It was really nectar.
Mes mėgavomės atsidavusiųjų bendryje prasadų, šilas Prabhupados bendravimo. Tai buvo tikras nektaras.
But there was one devotee who had to miss all the fun.
Bet buvo vienas atsidavęs, kuris... jisai tiesiog pražiopsojo visą tą nuostabų dalyką.
The cook.
Tai buvo virėjas.
He had to spend the whole day in the kitchen every day cooking for these hundreds of devotees.
Jis turėjo praleisti visą dieną virtuvėje virti visiems šitiems šimtams atsidavusiems.
He couldn't even go up to the pavilion to hear the lectures of Prabhupada. He didn't have time. He was busy cooking the whole day.
Jis negalėjo netgi ateiti į tą pavilioną paklausyti kokios lekcijos, nes jis buvo užsijėmęs gaminimu.
But you know what? He wasn't angry.
Ir jis visiškai nebuvo piktas.
He wasn't envious.
Jis nebuvo pavydus.
He just took it as the mercy of Krishna that I get to serve my spiritual master by cooking for all of these devotees.
Jis priėmė tai kaip malonę tarnauti visiems atsidavusiems, gaminti prasadą.
Can you guess who that non-envious devotee was?
Jūs galite pabandyti atspėti, kas buvo tas nepavydus atsidavęs?
Shutakirti Prabhu.
Shutakirti Prabhu.
And at the end of that festival,
šito festivalio pabaigoje,
Prabhupada's servant was leaving that position and they needed a new servant to take over his position.
Šilas Prabhupada's asmeninis tarnas turėjo kaip ir palikti tą padėtį ir jiems reikėjo susirasti naują tarną.
And it was announced that Shruti Kirti Prabhu would now be the personal servant of Srila Prabhupada.
Ir tada paskelbė, kad dabar Shruti Kirti Prabhu bus asmeninis Šilas Prabhupada's tarnas.
So there's no sense being envious.
Taigi, nėra to,
no sense. There's no, it doesn't make any sense at all to be envious. Just take whatever service the your spiritual master and the temple authorities give you.
Tiesiog priimkite tą tarnystę, kurią jums duoda dvasinės mokytės arba šventyklos autoritetai.
And execute it with love and devotion.
Ir atlikite ją su meile ir atsidavimu.
If you do so, you will attain the supreme perfection.
Jeigu jūs taip darysite, jūs pasieksite aukščiausią tobulumą.
Krishna will personally appear to you.
Krishna asmeniškai pasirodys jums.
Don't be carried away by any external situations.
Nepasiduokite kokiai nors išoriniai situacijai.
The happiness you desire is all there, right there within your heart. The happiness you desire is all there right now within your heart.
Laimė, kurią jūs ieškote, jinai yra būtent čia kartu su jumis jūsų širdyje.
All you have to do is become a non-envious, humble servant of Guru and Krishna.
Visa, ką jūs turite daryti, tapti nepavydžiu Krishnos ir atsidavusiu tarnu.
If we are envious of other devotees, what do we do?
Jeigu mes pavydim kitiems atsidavusiems, ką mes galim daryti, padaryti?
Instead of appreciating them, we want to find fault with them.
Jeigu mes vietoj to, kad įvertintume juos, mes stengiamės surasti trūkumą.
He eats too much.
Oh, jisai valgo per daug.
He's puffed up.
Jisai pasikėlęs.
He's lazy.
Jisai tinginys.
He's impolite.
Jis nemandagus.
If we're envious, we want to find the faults in the devotees.
Jeigu mes pavydus esame, mes ieškom tokių trūkumų.
Envious people meditate on the faults of the others.
Pavydūs žmonės medituoja į kitų trūkumus.
So if you are all day long meditating on the faults of the other devotees, then what do you think, what kind of heart do you think you're going to have?
Jeigu jūs visą dieną medituojate į kitų trūkumus, tai įsivaizduokite, ką jūs įgysite.
Instead of thinking of Krishna, you're thinking this fault, this devotee has this fault, that devotee has that fault, 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 fault.
Vietoj to, kad galvotumėte apie Krishną, galvojate, tas atsidavęs turi tokį trūkumą, tas tokį, 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 tokį.
You know what kind of heart you're going to have? A dirty, fault-filled heart. But if you're always looking to see the saintly qualities of the devotees, I mean, it's true, everyone has a combination of good and bad qualities. But Prabhupada says the devotee is one who looks for the good qualities. Just like, what is that Russian word? Chuva? A bee?
Bee.
Chela. Yeah, chela. The bee.
Rusiško žodis bitė.
What is the bee always looking for?
Ką bitė ieško?
He's looking for honey.
Ieško medaus.
But there are other Russian, what is the other one? Muha? The fly? What is the muha looking for?
Muha.
Muha. He is always looking for stool, isn't it?
Kogi musė ieško, jis visada ieško išmatų.
So if you are an envious person, you are muha.
Jeigu jūs esate pavydus, jūs esate musė.
But if you are actually a devotee, then you are chela.
Jeigu jūs esate atsidavęs,
you are the bee looking for the honey.
Bitė, kuri ieško medaus.
So if you're always singing, well, this devotee has this saintly quality, this devotee has this saintly quality, this devotee has this saintly quality, you see. If you're always looking at all the devotees and thinking, well, this devotee has this nice quality. If you're meditating on the nice qualities of all the devotees, what do you think you will have in your heart?
Ir jeigu jūs matote, šitas atsidavęs turi tokią šventąją savybę, šitas atsidavęs turi tokią šventąją savybę, šitas atsidavęs turi tokią gerą savybę, tai kaip jūs galvojat, kokios savybės bus jūsų širdyje?
Your heart will be radiating wonderful saintly qualities 24 hours a day.
Jūsų širdis tiesiog spinduliuos šventumo savybėmis visas 24 valandas.
So you can choose what you want to be.
Jūs turite pasirinkti, kom jūs norite tapti.
Do you want to be a chela or you want to be a muha? You want to be an envious fly or you want to be a honeybee who's looking for the nectar of a devotee? The choice is yours. Any other questions? Back there. His hand went up first. You'll be next.
Teoriškai galima suprasti, kad akmenį reikia pataikyti į tą pačią vietą, bet kaip tai padaryti praktiškai?
Theoretically, we can understand that we have to throw this rock to the same spot, but how should we do it practically?
Yes. What is the practical means of throwing the rocks in the same spot?
Ką reiškia praktiškai atlikti, kad pataikytume tą pačią vietą tą akmenį mesdami?
Evam parampara praptam ramam rajarshaya vividu. Through the system of disciplic succession, this knowledge is coming down.
Per mokinių mokytojų seka šitos žinios ateina pas mus.
Of how to throw your rock in the same spot.
Kaipgi mes tada pataikom į tą patį, tą pačią vietą.
It is coming from Krishna through the Guru Parampara system.
Tai ateina nuo Krishnos per Paramparos sistemą.
We simply have to take shelter of the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master.
Mes paprasčiausiai turime priimti prieglobstį pas bona fide dvasinį mokytoją.
And whatever instruction he gives us, we must faithfully execute his orders.
Ir kokius nurodymus jisai beduotų, mes turime su tikėjimu vykdyti juos.
Who is the perfect example of that?
Kas yra tobulas šito pavyzdys?
His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. From his example, we can learn how to put our rocks into the same spot. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur told him that you must preach this Krishna consciousness message to the English speaking world. So he fully dedicated his heart to that mission. He meditated 24 hours a day on that order. He worshipped that order without allowing his mind to be distracted by anything else. And he always sought the ways and means to successfully carry out that order. So if you will follow in the divine footsteps of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, then you will become perfect. If you are an initiated disciple, then you follow the orders of your spiritual master. And if you have not yet taken Diksha, then you need to become initiated disciple. So that by serving your Guru's order, you can become perfect. Is that all right? Next question.
By trying to find Guru, whom should we, how should we
choose?
Yeah, how should we choose by, to listen by our heart, or should we listen our intelligence?
It's very simple. It's very simple. You just listen to Krishna.
Tai labai paprasta. Klausykite Krishnos.
You know that shloka?
Ar žinote shloka?
Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam ganinas tatvadarshinah. You know the translation?
Yeah.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So, your duty in relationship to the spiritual master is twofold. You must inquire from him.
Jūs turite teirautis iš jo,
and you must serve him.
Ir jūs turite jam tarnauti.
So you should simply find that spiritual master where you have the best opportunity to inquire and to serve.
Jūs turite surasti tokį dvasinį mokytoją, su kuriuo jūs turėtumėte geriausias galimybės tai daryti.
Because that is how you advance in Krishna consciousness. By inquiring from Guru and by serving Guru. That will be your strength. So find that Guru where you have the best opportunity for inquiry and service, and you take your Diksha there.
This is
common sense. You should not be carried away by sentimentalities.
Well,
some people think, well, the Guru has to be an Indian. Or he has to have at least 5,000 disciples. You see, they look at external things.
Or
they think, well, he has to be a sannyasi. These are external considerations. If you have read carefully Srila Prabhupada's books, it's interesting to note, you may have seen that book. It's described in the Prabhupada explains it is described in the Pancharatra. That actually only grihastha brahmins can initiate disciples. But then Prabhupada explains, because Lord Chaitanya has taught this principle, kiva vipra kiva nyashi shudra kenenoe jaya krishna tattva veta se guru hai. Because Lord Chaitanya has taught that anyone who knows the science of Krishna can become a guru, therefore sannyasis can also be gurus.
Kadangi Viešpats Chaitanya moka šito principo, kad bet kas, kas suvokia mokslo apie Krishna, gali būti guru, tai sannyasi taip pat gali būti guru.
So the former system was only grihasthas, and Krishna's guru was grihastha, Sandipani Muni.
Ankstesnė formulė buvo tokia, kad grihasthas buvo guru.
So we should not make a guru's choice on the basis of external things. We should simply see, where do I have the best opportunity to ask questions and to render service? Next question.
But what should we do if we really feel that this is our guru, but we have no opportunity to render him service and inquire for him?
You have to figure out a way to do that.
Jūs tiesiog turite išsiaiškinti, kaip jūs galite tai padaryti.
You have to find the ways and means to inquire from your, you know, write a letter and mail it to him, you know, go travel to where he is. You have to find a way to do that. Otherwise, what is the meaning of being a disciple?
Būdus ir priemonės, kaip tai daryti, teirautis ir tarnauti, parašyti laišką, nukeliauti, kažkaip susitikti, gauti kažkokius tai pamokas, nes kitaip nėra prasmės būti mokiniu.
You must try to have contact with your spiritual master so you can receive some instructions from
jūs,
him.
Turite stengtis turėti kontaktą ryšį su dvasiniu mokytoju.
But that is not possible, at least you can hear his lectures, and that way you take instructions, because he is giving so many instructions in his lectures.
Jeigu nėra jokio būdo, tada bent jau klausykite jo paskaitų ir vykdykite nurodymus, nes per paskaitas tai daugiausiai ten nurodymų.
You get some recordings of his lectures and regularly hear his lectures. At least you can do that much.
Ir gyvenkite pagal jo paskaitas ir reguliariai klausykite tų paskaitų.
But if you're smart,
bet jeigu jūs esate gudri,
you'll find the ways and means to inquire from him and get some answers directly from him.
Tai jūs tikrai surasite priemonės ir būdus, kaip tiesiogiai iš jo pasiteirauti.
When I joined ISKCON, there were many devotees. It was not easy to get close to Srila Prabhupada.
Kai aš prisijungiau prie ISKCON judėjimo, buvo labai daug mokinių ir labai sunku buvo prisipriartėti prie Šrilos Prabhupados.
But Krishna gave me very good intelligence, actually.
Bet Krishna suteikė man intelektą.
That by writing letters I could get direct answers from Prabhupada.
Kad rašydamas laiškus aš galėdavau gauti tiesioginius nurodymus iš
I have about 10 letters from Prabhupada.
Aš turiu apie 10 laiškų iš Šrilos Prabhupados.
And those letters give me great strength.
Ir tie laiškai man duoda didžiulę jėgą.
So I advise that you find some way to get some direct answers from your Guru Maharaj.
Taigi aš patariu, kad jūs tiesiog
Because that will strengthen you and empower you in your Krishna consciousness. Next question.
Just recently you've been in Kaliningrad. Can you narrate something about that place?
Kaliningrad preaching was simply wonderful.
Pamokslavimas Kaliningrade buvo tiesiog nuostabus.
It was so wonderful, we did not feel we were in Russia.
Buvo taip nuostabu, kad mes net nesijautėme, jog esame Rusijoje.
Actually, we had the on the Sunday morning, I had some rounds to do, and I was thinking, well, why not go for a morning walk?
Ryte aš turėjau sukartoti keletą ratų ir aš pagalvojau, kodėl gi nepasivaikščius.
I didn't know if you could walk in a dhoti in the streets of Kaliningrad.
Aš nežinau, ar ten galima vaikščioti su dhočiu Kaliningrado gatvėmis.
So I asked my host, can we do that here in Russia?
Ir ten šeimininkų, kurie mane priėmė, aš paklausiau, ar mes tai galime čia Rusijoje tai daryti.
He said yes.
Ir jis pasakė taip.
So everyone, it must have been 20 devotees, we had many devotees packed in, there's no temple, we were all meeting in one apartment.
Ten apie 20 atsidavusių mes buvom labai taip susispaudę, ten nėra šventyklos, ten buvo tik tai būtas, kuriame mes buvome.
So every single devotee, we all went out on a morning walk together.
Taigi visi mes, tie atsidavusi, kurie ten buvo, mes išėjome į rytinį pasivaikščiojimą.
It was wonderful. It was very revolutionary.
Tai buvo labai nuostabu, tai buvo labai
revoliucionieriška. Dhotis, saris.
Tilaka, dhotis, saris.
Bead bags. We have many photographs of this and a video also if you want to see.
Mes turime daug šitų fotografijų, netgi video, jeigu jūs norite.
You come for darshan and we'll show you the video.
Jeigu jūs ateisite pas mane į darshan, aš galėsiu jums parodyti video.
So, we walked in one direction and looked, there was a rich neighborhood nearby, so I said, can we walk there? So we walked that direction.
Kaimyninis kvartalas buvo toksai pasiturinčių žmonių kvartalas, aš paklausiau, ar mes galime ten nueiti, mes nuėjome tenai.
But you know, the rich people, they are always in great fear.
Žinote, turtingi žmonės, jie visada yra tokioj baimėj.
What are they afraid of?
Ko jie bijo?
They're afraid of being robbed.
Jie bijo, kad jų kas nors neapiplėštų.
So in every house they had big dog.
Ir kiekvienas namas turėjo tokius didelius šunis.
Savaka. So it was just, and we walked in that street, all of a sudden there was every direction dogs, roof, so many, you couldn't count how many dogs from all directions. It was like a huge symphony orchestra of dogs, roof.
Ten mes įėjome į tą kvartalą ir ten buvo tiek daug šunų iš visų krypčių, iš visų pusių. Jie ten tik tais lojo ir tarytum tai būtų kokia nors simfonija, lojančių šunų simfonija.
So I laughed and talked to and said to Gopinath Prabhu, I said, this is Savaka Loka.
Aš tada nusijokiau ir pasakiau Gopinath Prabhu, čia tikriausiai yra šunų loka.
And then we walked the opposite direction, they're very fat. But it was actually very, very nice. Devotees very much appreciate it, because hardly any senior devotees ever go there to
Kaliningrad.
So we gave them very strong instructions to help them become powerful in their practice.
Ir mes davėme jiems tokius stiprius pamokymus, kad jie taptų stipriais savo sėdimo tarnystėje.
So many devotees came to inquire from me and get counseling.
Daugybė sėdavusių atėjo pasikonsultuoti, kad gauti tokį patarimus.
And we plan to go back again in the We'll be coming to Kaunas again in September or October, and we will again go to Russia.
rugsėjo ir spalį mes jau atvyksime čia į Kauną ir taip pat vėl nuvyksime ten į Rusiją.
We have a whole system worked out.
Mes visą sistemą jau ten išdirbome.
So we will go again.
Taigi mes ten ir vėl vyksime.
Because wherever there are devotees,
kadangi kur bebūtų atsidavę,
that is not this material world.
Ten jau nebe materialus pasaulis.
Wherever there are devotees, that is the spiritual world.
Kur yra atsidavę, ten yra dvasinis
pasaulis. So we were singing, we had a little simple altar, simply some photographs and some candles.
Mes turėjome ten tokį paprastą altorėlį, keletą fotografijų, keletą.
And we were singing the Gravastagam prayers. We had no, without even any musical instruments, just some hands clapping.
Mes, kada dainavom Gravastagam maldas, mes tiesiog neturėjom net nei instrumentų, jokių, tiesiog plojom.
But we were feeling how we were all being carried to Vaikuntha.
Bet mes visi jaučiam, kaip mes tiesiog persikeliam į Vaikuntą.
That simple apartment became like a Vaikuntha airplane.
Tas mažas butelis tapo tarytum Vaikuntos lėktuvas.
Paravyoma Vimana.
Paravyoma Vimana.
Next question.
Sekantis klausimas. Kada pasaulį
gali priimti tokį, koks jis tai yra, galbūt tada, kad vėkiai negulėsi su tom įvom
būtybėm. When can we accept this world as it is? Maybe at that time when we have great compassion to all living beings?
Do it now.
Padarykite tai dabar.
You have to see the world through the eyes of Scripture.
Jūs turite matyti pasaulį per šventraščių prizmę, per šventraščių akimis.
Simply hear from Guru and Scripture and Sadhus and take it like it is right now.
Paprasčiausiai klausykitės iš šventraščių, Guru ir Sadhu ir matykite pasaulį toks, koks jis yra dabar.
You must see everything is the energy of Krishna.
Jūs turite matyti, kad viskas yra Krishnos energija.
And engage everything in the service of Krishna.
Ir užimkite viską atsidavant tarnystę Krishnai.
Don't wait until you become a pure devotee.
Nelaukite, kol jūs tapsite tyru atsidavusiu.
Full of compassion.
Pilno gailestingumo.
Simply put your faith in the words of Guru and Krishna.
Paprasčiausiai pilnai tikėkite Guru ir Krishna.
And you will see it as it is right now.
Ir jūs matysite tą pasaulį toks, koks jis yra dabar.
And by that Shastric vision.
Ir per šventraščių akis.
Your natural compassion, which is now buried by ignorance. Which is now buried by ignorance.
Ir tas galestingumas, kuris yra surakintas neišmanimo dabar.
Will become re-manifested.
Bus vėl iš naujo apreikštas.
Next question.
Papildymas, jo. To see good in others, is it
the what?
To see all good in others, good qualities.
To see the good in others, okay.
Is it that we are seeing through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra?
Yes, if you see the good in others, you are seeing through the eyes of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra.
Jeigu jūs matote kituose gerus dalykus, tai jūs žiūrite per šventraščių guru ir dvasinių mokytojų prizmę.
That Shastric vision is called corrective lens.
Matymas šventraščius is called
corrective lenses.
Tai vadinasi pataisančios
just linses. Just like this boy, he's wearing glasses, corrective lenses.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, šitas berniukas, jisai nešioja akinius, kurie pataiso jo regą.
Can you see well without your glasses?
Ar jūs gerai matote be akinių?
You can't. No, you cannot.
Jūs negalite gerai matyti.
Without his glasses, he cannot see well.
Taigi be savo akinių jis negali tinkamai matyti.
But with his glasses, he can see very nicely.
Bet su akiniais jisai labai gerai mato.
So, your eyes are now blinded.
Taigi dabar jūsų akis yra apakintos.
Your vision is now out of focus.
Jūsų matymas yra visiškai nesutelktas.
Therefore, you must put on the corrective lenses given by Guru, Sadhus and Shastra.
Taigi jūs turite užsidėti pataisančius akinius arba koreguojančias linzes, kad jūs galėtumėte matyti per Guru Sadhu Shastra prizmę.
And then by those corrective lenses you will see things as they are.
Ir tų koreguojančių linzių dėka jūs matysite visus dalykus tokie, kokie jie yra.
So now take these glasses and wear them.
Taigi paimkite tuos akinius ir užsidėkite.
Is that all right? Hare Krishna. Next question. Someone in the back there? Questions back there? Yes, question. Okay.
Maybe you have personal relationship with Bhakti Tirtha Swami.
Yes, he's my dear intimate friend.
And maybe you appreciate something best in him. Can you?
Yes. I very much appreciate His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj.
Taip, aš jį labai vertinau. Jis buvo Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharajas.
I had heard many things about his glorious preaching.
Aš girdėjau daugybę nuostabių dalykų apie jo šlovingą pamokslavimą.
When he was a brahmachari,
kai jis buvo brahmacharis,
I was also a brahmachari then.
Aš tuo metu taip pat buvau brahmacharis.
So he came to my temple and we were brahmacharis in the same temple.
Jis atvyko į mano šventyklą, nes abu buvom brahmačiariai tuo pačiu šventyklą.
He had a very simple diet. He would only eat some fruits.
He
would eat only fruits.
Jis turėjo labai tokią paprastą mitybą, dietą. Jis valgydavo tik tai vaisius.
And he would sleep very little.
Ir miegodavo labai nedaug.
And he would study Chaitanya Charitamrita at night.
Ir jis studijuodavo Chaitanya Charitamrita naktimis.
And then he would go out all day distributing books.
Tada jis visą dieną išeidavo platinti knygų.
And he was always in a state of bliss.
Ir jis visada būdavo palaimos būsenoje.
And then I had the opportunity, just before he left this world.
Ir aš taip pat turėjau tokią nuostabią galimybę prieš pat jam paliekant šį pasaulį.
He had been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Jisai turėjo jo diagnozė ligos buvo vėžys.
So I flew to Pennsylvania along with Mataji to attend his Vyas Puja celebration.
Mes kartu su Mataji nuskridome į Pennsylvania apsilankyti jo Vyasa Puja ceremonijoje.
He had a cancerous tumor in his foot.
Jis turėjo tą vėžį jo kojoje, jisai buvo.
So to try to stop the spread of that cancer, he had the doctors cut his foot off.
Kad sustabdyti tą vėžį, reiškia, daktarai jį nupjovė jam koją.
But he was totally blissful in spite of having his foot cut off.
Bet jis pilnai buvo palaimoje, nežiūrint tai, kad jo koja buvo nupjauta.
And in spite of it not even helping him, he was going to die anyway.
Ir jis buvo jau tokia būsena, kad jis bet kada galėjo numirti.
I was sitting with him taking breakfast in his house.
Niekas negalėjo padėti ir aš sėdėjau kartu su juo ir mes pusryčiavome jo namuose.
And he was simply remembering all the wonderful qualities of all the devotees who were there with him.
jis paprasčiausiai prisimindavo visas tas nuostabias atsidavusiųjų savybės, kurie būdavo.
He was simply loving and appreciating all the devotees who were there with him.
Jis labai vertino visus atsidavusius ir mylėdavo, kurie buvo tada su juo.
And we were loving and appreciating him also.
Ir mes ten taip pat jį taip įvertinom ir mylėjom.
So this is Krishna consciousness.
Tai ir yra Krishna sąmonė.
He showed us by his example how to be Krishna conscious.
Jis parodė savo pavyzdžiu, kaip būti Krishna sąmoningu.
By loving and appreciating all of the devotees.
Mylėdamas ir įvertindamas visus atsidavusius.
Any more questions?
Yra dar klausimų?
You have a question? Question? Yeah.
Pasirinkant šitą mokslą, tai vis tiek eina per amparą ir mes praktiškai Čaitanijos misiją įsivykdom, tai kaip ir nėra labai kaip ir didelis esmės pasirinkant mokytą, vis tiek mes vykdom Čaitanijos misiją. Ar tai kaip?
Nėra didelės esmės.
Nu, pasirinkant ar tą ar aną, nes atvažiuoja visi iškilės asmenybės ir mes vis tiek kalbam apie Krišną, apie darbatį.
So we are executing the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to
assisting the mission of Sri Chaitanya. Assisting the mission?
Yeah.
Okay.
And to find a guru, it's not so important which guru in our movement.
Any are good.
In essence, because all of them, they are great personalities and they are performing well
for
this mission.
That's right. And it doesn't matter really which one you choose, just whatever gives you, wherever you have the best facility for hearing and inquiring, that's the most intelligent choice.
Taip, iš tikrųjų nėra didelio skirtumo, kurį guru jūs pasirinkate. Paprasčiausiai tas guru, kuris gali jums suteikti didžiausią galimybę klausytis ir vykdyti jo nurodymus, jisai galbūt suteiktų jums didesnės galimybės tobulėti Krišnos sąmonėje. Tai yra toks intelektuališkiausias pasirinkimas. Intelektualiausias.
Questions more? So everyone is satisfied now?
Ar visi patenkinti dabar?
No one is feeling any obstacles on the path of bhakti. All the obstacles have been cleared. It's clear sailing all the way now. Back to home, back to Godhead. Everyone's feeling that. No problems now. Anybody have any difficulties on the pathway?
Ar dar turite sunkumų šiame kelyje?
No? Yeah. No one's having any difficulty.
Niekas nebeturi sunkumų.
Or you don't want to say it? You don't want to say you're having
difficulty. Ar jūs nenorite pasakyti?
Inquiring is a very good opportunity to remove obstacles by inquiring about your obstacles.
Labai gera proga ir kad pašalinti kliūtis.
Geriau paklausti, ar neturite sunkumų, ką nors paklausti, atvirkščiai paklausti, ar neturite sunkumų. Čia paklausti, ar turite, tai čia geriau, kad visi čia turi jau. Geriau paklausti, ar neturite sunkumų.
He says that I think that everyone has some obstacles and difficulties in this part, but maybe we should ask, do you already cleared the way?
Do you
clear the way? There is no obstacles.
There's no obstacles on this pathway.
Iš tikrųjų, tai jokių kliūčių ir nėra šiame kelyje.
We just think there's obstacles, that's the problem.
Paprasčiausiai mes galvojame, kad tos kliūtis tebėra. Tai yra problema.
Actually, there are no obstacles.
Nes kliūčių nėra.
Obstacles is simply mental concoction.
šitos kliūtis, tai yra mūsų išgalvoti dalykai.
The proof is Queen Kunti. The proof is
Karalienė Kunti.
She prays very nicely.
Ji labai nuostabiai meldžiasi.
Vipada shantu ta shashvat tatra tatra jagadguru ap bhavanam darshanam yatsyat apunar bhava darshanam. You know that verse? Yeah. She says, let those obstacles come again and again. Because whenever I face an obstacle, I immediately think of Krishna. And when I think of Krishna, that means I will no longer have to see the repetition of birth and death. So Kunti Devi is not afraid of obstacles. She's begging for obstacles. Because she finds that those obstacles empower her to take shelter of Krishna. She sees Nitai Guru Chandra ki jai, she sees Radha Damodara ki jai. So if you have the vision of Kunti Devi, there will be no obstacles for you. Everything will be a blessing. So anyone who has this vision, anyone who sees through the eyes of Kunti Devi, they have no obstacles. Next question.
Yeah. How one may be sure that the path he is following is right? I mean, there is different paths, and every they declare that only this path is right and truth. How may one be sure?
How do you know if you're on the right path?
Kartais žinome, kad yra skirtingi, reiškia, dvasiniai keliai, ir kiekvienas iš jų tvirtina, kad tik jų kelias yra teisingas, kaip žmogus gali būti, kaip gali būti tikras, kad jisai eina teisingu keliu.
It is a simple thing. Whatever order your guru has given, now you do, that's all.
Tai yra paprastas dalykas, kokį nurodymą jums duoda guru, jūs jį
paprasčiausiai. When you're on the right path, if you follow guru's order always, then you're on the right path.
Jeigu jūs visada vykdote guru nurodymus, tai jūs stovite teisingo kelyje.
Is there any difficulty to do that?
Ar yra kokie sunkumai daryti tai?
So how you can know that the guru is bona fide.
How do you know if the guru is bona fide?
Kaip žinoti, kad guru yra bona fide?
You have to see if he is a bona fide disciple.
Reikia žiūrėti, ar jis yra bona fide mokinys.
Of his guru.
Savo guru.
One cannot become guru on his own strength.
Niekas negali tapti guru pat savaime.
He can only become guru by complete surrender to his guru. So you have to see, is he a bona fide disciple of his guru? If he is a bona fide disciple of a bona fide guru, then he is bona fide guru.
Bona fide mokinys savo guru.
Simple then. Is there any difficulty to understand? Any of you have difficulty to understand? Yeah?
But there in another path, there is no giving such very serious road for the guru. For example,
What is he saying?
Lietuviškai tu išvers klausimą, aš dabar išvers.
Kitose tradicijose, kaip žinom, nėra taip akcentuojamas guru.
What is it?
And
onto other parts and other or other into the other traditions of spiritual advancement, they are not so much emphasizing position of guru.
That's their problem.
They yra jų problema.
Because that means they're not strictly following the Vedic system.
Tai reiškia, kad jie griežtai neseka vedinė sistema.
The Vedic system very much emphasizes guru.
Vedinė sistema labai stipriai pabrėžia guru.
Tad viganartam sagurum eva, because that one must approach guru, Mundaka Upanishad.
Mundaka Upanishad sako, kad žmogus privalo kreiptis į guru.
Shrimad Bhagavatam tasmad gurum prapadya cha jigashu shraya uttamam.
Shrimad Bhagavatam taip pat sako.
If you want to know that highest truth, you must take shelter of the bona fide guru by initiation.
Jeigu jūs norite sužinoti aukštesnę tiesą, jūs turite priimti.
What is Rupa Goswami? What is Rupa Goswami? What does Rupa Goswami say? Adao Gura Shrayam. The very first principle is to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. And Krishna also says, Tadvidi Pranipatina Pariprasnena Sevya. So it is stated again and again, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Yasha Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasha Prasad Nagati Kutopi. Krishna told Arjuna also, the one who is my devotee is not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee is my devotee.
Kad atsidavęs yra tas, kuris, ne tas, kuris sako, kad yra mano atsidavęs, bet tas, kuris sako, kad yra mano atsidavęs.
Arjuna is also teaching us.
Ir Arjuna mus taip pat moko.
Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prichchami tvang dharma samuddha chetaha yat shreyansya nishchitam bruhitan me shishyashtehang sharimang tvang prapanam. That now I am confused about my duty. I have lost all composure due to miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. So Arjuna is teaching that one must become disciple. Otherwise one remains confused and bewildered.
Tad nes kitaip bus daugiau neiškumo ir pasimetimo.
All the Vedacharyas, they have confirmed this principle.
Visi didieji acharyos patvirtina šį principą.
Sampradaya vihinaye mantrashte nishpala mata. Even if you have mantra,
netgi jeigu jūs turite mantra,
if you have not received it from bona fide guru, what does the Vedic wisdom say? Your mantra will be nishpal. They will have no effect. You may say, well, I have mantra. I don't need guru. I can simply read the Kali Santarana Upanishad. And I can get the mantra there. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But that is concocted idea. The Vedic wisdom says you must receive guru, the mantra from guru. Otherwise the effect will not be there.
Nes kitaip viskas bus neveiksminga.
Therefore, we have Harinam Diksha.
Todėl mes turime Harinama Diksha.
When one receives mantra from Guru.
Kada žmogus priima mantra iš Guru.
Questions more?
Girdėjau, kad Prabhupada duoda gali, kas perskaitė jo knygose mantra, tai galioja kaip iš Guru gauta.
I have heard that Prabhupada is giving this blessing that one who had read Hare Krishna mantra from his books is the same as he would that person would get mantra from you.
Yes, in one sense that's true.
Iš vienos pusės taip, tai yra tiesa.
Prabhupada is Siksha Guru, there is no doubt.
Shiva Prabhupada yra Siksha Guru.
Through his books he is giving the mantra to the whole world, there is no doubt.
Be jokių abejonių, jisai per savo knygas davė.
So everyone should accept Prabhupada as their Siksha Guru.
Ir kiekvienas turi priimti Shiva Prabhupada kaip Siksha Guru.
But what does Siksha Guru mean?
Ką reiškia Siksha Guru?
It means you obey his instructions.
Kad jūs sekate jo nurodymais.
Otherwise you've not actually accepted him as your Siksha Guru.
Nes kitaip, iš tikrųjų, jūs jo ir nepriimat kaip savo Siksha
Guru. You understand?
Ar suprantate?
It's not simply some sentiment, oh, he is my Guru.
Tai nėra tik paprasčiausiai kažkoks tai jausmas.
Guru means obedience.
Guru reiškia, kad jo klausoma.
As our founder Acharya, Prabhupada is the guru of all of us, there's no doubt. As our founder Acharya, Prabhupada is the guru of all of us, there is no doubt.
Jisai kaip įkūrėjas Acharya yra visų mūsų guru, be jokių abejonių.
He is the greatest guru.
Jis yra didžiausias guru.
Where is a guru who can spread Krishna bhakti all over the world?
Kur yra guru, kuris sugeba paskleisti visą Krishna sambandą?
No other guru in the history has ever done what Prabhupada.
Nė vienas guru istorijoje to nepadarė.
So there is no doubt he is the greatest guru in history.
Taigi istorija sako, kad nėra didesnio guru negu.
And through his siksha he is giving the mantra to everyone, there is no doubt.
Per savo knygas jisai, per savo pamokymus jisai duoda mantra, be jokių abejonių.
But if you actually accept Prabhupada as your siksha guru,
bet jeigu jūs priimat iš tikrųjų Shiva Prabhupada kaip
which you must do,
tai ką iš tikrųjų jūs ir turit padaryti,
you have to obey his instructions.
Jūs turite sekti jo pamokymais.
And he is instructed that after his disappearance from this world,
ir jisai nurodo, kad po to, kai jisai paliks,
that the devotees who come to this movement,
kad atsidavę, kurie ateina šį judėjimą,
should become the disciples of his disciples. Do you understand?
Turi tapti mokiniais, jo mokinių mokiniais. Ar supranta?
Accepting Prabhupada as Siksha Guru means taking diksha from a Prabhupada disciple.
Laikytis Prabhupados pamokymų reiškia priimti iniciaciją iš jo mokinių.
If I say no, I will only have Prabhupada as my guru.
Kažkas gali pasakyti, ne, aš turiu Šilą Prabhupadą kaip guru tik tais.
I do not want to take diksha from a Prabhupada disciple.
Aš nenoriu priimti dikšos iš Prabhupados mokinio.
I will only take Prabhupada as my guru.
Aš priimu tik Prabhupadą kaip savo guru.
What is such a person doing?
Tai ką tokia asmenybė iš tikrųjų daro?
They are disobeying Srila Prabhupada.
Iš tikrųjų tokie žmonės.
They are rejecting Prabhupada by that attitude.
Atmeta Srila Prabhupada, neklausydami taip pamokymų.
You understand?
Ar suprantate? Yeah.
That's right. They call it Ritvik philosophy.
Ir tai vadinama yra Ritvik filosofija.
It is completely bogus.
Tai yra visiškai neteisinga.
The Ritvik people say we only accept Prabhupada as our guru.
Tokie Ritvikai žmonės sako, kad mes priimam tik Prabhupada kaip savo guru.
But actually they are rejecting Prabhupada by doing that.
Bet iš tikrųjų taip darydami jie iš tikrųjų atmeta Prabhupada.
They are not accepting Prabhupada, they are rejecting Srila Prabhupada.
Jie nepriima Šilas Prabhupadas, jie atmeta Šilą Prabhupada.
Any other questions?
Yra daugiau klausimų.
Susiję su Ritvikų filosofija. Aš noriu paklausti, kodėl jie atmeta, nes Prabhupada jis aiškiai paliko, reiškia, tuos visus nurodymus, ir jie tiesiog nežino jo, ar nesupranta.
Why those Ritvik people, they reject those instructions of Prabhupada? Maybe, what is the reason? Why, maybe they don't know, or what's the reason?
Well, the leaders of the Ritvik movement are simply envious. They're topmost pandits. Who has written their so-called Shastra, the final order? Was a young Gujarati Indian boy attending our Bhaktivedanta Manor when he was a youth. When you grew up as a boy, did you call your parents by their first name, or did you call them mother and father? Yes. In America also that is the etiquette. And in India, the etiquette is even more strong. When my wife, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi, grew up, she would offer her obeisances every morning to her parents. So to call the parents by the first names, that is very disrespectful. That means one has an envious mentality of not wanting to take any authority. So this leader of the Ritvik movement, when he was a youth, a young boy growing up in an Indian family, he never called his parents mother and father. He insisted on calling them with the first name. This man wanted to have no authority over him. This man wanted to have no authority over him. And he was very clever, just like an attorney. At juggling words. So he wrote this book, Final, he wrote this document called Final Order. Using all the tricks of an attorney to juggle words. To establish himself as the spiritual authority on this planet. Slapping Prabhupada in the face. So, only fools and rascals are... If one wants to be cheated, Krishna will send cheater to cheat him. So the leaders of this Ritvik movement, they are the cheaters. And the followers are the cheated. They have been denied access to the parampara. They have been denied access to Srila
Prabhupada.
The Prabhupada that the Ritviks worship is simply a shadow of the actual Prabhupada. It is a Maya Prabhupada that they worship, not the real
Prabhupada.
You would be amazed to see how they juggle arguments. It is clearly stated in Prabhupada's books that anyone who knows the science of Krishna can become an initiating guru. But the Ritviks say no.
But, sako, ne.
They disagree with Srila
Prabhupada.
They disagree with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. That means they are useless. Anyone who disagrees with Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta, they are useless. They say there is only one Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. But you know what Srila Prabhupada told us in Mayapur? You know that lecture? He said, now we are 10,000. And then we will grow to 100,000. And then we will grow to 1 million. And then we will grow to 10 million. There will be no scarcity of acharyas. Prabhupada's vision was 10 million acharyas. That means all of you must become acharyas. Prabhupada's vision of ISKCON was 10 million acharyas. And these ritviks say, no, there's only one acharya. They are saying that Prabhupada is an incompetent guru because he could not even create one acharya. Prabhupada is incompetent because he could not even create one acharya after him. Prabhupada has created so many acharyas. Now you must also become acharya. By becoming an ideal example of Krishna consciousness. Is that all right? Jai, thank you very much. Anyone else? Yes.
What kind of relation should we have with Bhaktivedanta Narayana Swami Maharaj followers?
Who?
Narayana Swami Maharaj followers.
We should be merciful to everyone.
Mes turime būti maloningi kiekvienam.
They are being misguided, actually.
Jie taip pat buvo neteisingai.
You would be shocked to see, I have received some recent transcripts of from their leader. Narayan Maharaj. He is directly saying that Prabhupada has incorrectly translated the Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
Can you imagine how offensive that is to say that Prabhupada has mistranslated the Bhagavad Gita?
Ar jūs galite įsivaizduoti, kiek tai yra koks tai yra žaidimas sakyti, kad Šiva Prabhupada.
This is called Hati Matta.
Išvertė Bhagavad Gita.
The mad elephant offense.
Tai vadinasi Hati Mata, įsiutusio dramblio žaidimas.
Narayan Maharaj has committed the mad elephant offense against His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
Narayana Maharajas padarė tokį įžeidimą prieš Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
He is aparadhi, he is an offender.
Jis yra aparadhi, jis yra įžeidėjas.
If you follow an offender, you become an offender.
Jeigu jūs seksite įžeidėjų, jūs taip pat tapsite įžeidėjų.
I have seen practically how these followers in Narayan Maharaj, they are very offensive. So the best thing to do is to avoid the association of offensive people. But wish them well within your heart and pray to Krishna that they can become saved from this person who is misguiding them away from Prabhupada.
Bet būkite maloningi ir veskitės Krishnai, kad jie nebūtų suvedžioti neteisingai.
Prabhupada has taught us to love everyone, not to hate anyone.
Srila Prabhupada mokė mus mylėti visus, o ne nekęsti.
But we should feel very, very sorry for these poor souls who have been so much misguided by this person who is a mad elephant offender against Srila Prabhupada.
Mes turime labai gilėtis šitų asmenybių, kurie buvo neteisingai suvedžioti to, kuris padarė tokius įžeidimus.
Any other questions? I saw her hand first.
What should we say to the people who says that Prabhupada was also imperfect? He also left the family with children, and he did many other things. And he was imperfect.
If someone says that Prabhupada's taking sannyas was an imperfection,
jei kažkas sako, kad šis Prabhupada's priėmimas sannyasas buvo netobulumas,
how can accepting the sannyas order be an imperfection?
Kaip gali būti aplamai priėmimas sanyasos netobulumu?
That is the Vedic system.
Tai yra vedinė sistema.
If someone finds that Prabhupada's accepting sanyas is an imperfection,
jeigu kažkas tai mato, kad tas priėmimas buvo netobulumas,
that means they reject the Vedic culture.
Tai reiškia, kad jie atmeta netgi pačią vedinę kultūrą.
Such a person is saying that the Vedic culture is imperfect.
Tai reiškia, kad jie sako, kad vedinė kultūra yra netobula.
So, what is their intelligence, such a person?
Taigi, kokį intelektą gali turėti toks žmogus?
Teine brahma hridayadi kavayei muyanti yatsuriyaha. That Vedic knowledge was given by Krishna to Brahmaji from within the heart at the very beginning of this creation.
Šitos žinios buvo duotos Brahmai per širdį iš Krishnos pačios kūrinijos pradžioje.
Such puffed-up rascal thinks he is more intelligent than Krishna.
Jei kažkoks tai pasikėlęs niekšelis galvoja, kad jisai yra labiau suprantantis už Krishna.
Anyone who finds fault with Prabhupada, they are rascal, that's all. They're simply envious rascal.
Bet kas randa trūkumus šilo Prabhupadoje, jie yra pavydus niekšai.
Srila Prabhupada is a spotlessly pure devotee who was sent by Krishna to come to this material world to save us all from our suffering.
Srila Prabhupada buvo neturintis įdos įdas pasiūstas Krishnos į šitą materialų pasaulį, kad išgelbėti iš sąlygotas sielas.
Who is that rascal demon who will find fault with Srila Prabhupada?
Kur tas niekšas demonas, kuris nori surasti trūkumus Srila Prabhupadoje?
Any more questions?
Yeah. I would like to ask, what about preaching? It is very easy to preach for one who is situated according to you very nicely.
One who is?
He is not envious to you. He's very, very
yes,
easy.
We preach to the non-envious, that's right. But and we avoid the envious, that's right.
Just avoid?
Hmm?
Just avoid?
Yeah. Avoid them.
Aš klausiu, kaip kartais ta prasme labai lengva pamokslauti tiems, kurie mums nepavydė, gerai nusiteikė mūsų atžvilgiu, tačiau kaip elgtis su tais, kurie mums pavydė, mokytis ar kad reikia jų vengti.
Unless you're very, very expert and you can charm the snakes.
Nebent jūs esate labai, labai patyręs ir galite kerėti gyvates.
You avoid the envious, but if you're very, very expert and you can charm the snakes,
jūs venkite tų pavyduolių, bet jeigu jūs esat gyvačių kerėtojas,
just like we see how Jagai Madai, they were saved by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, they were the most envious snakes.
Jūs galite matyti, kad Jagais ir Madhais, jie buvo išgelbėti Nityanandos malonė,
but they became delivered.
didžiausias pavyduolė kaip gyvatės.
So you preach according to your own capacity, your own power.
Taigi pamokslaukite pagal savo sugebėjimą, pagal
to whatever capacity you have, to that capacity you preach.
Tokiu lygmeniu pamokslaukite, kokiu sugebate.
Don't try to artificially imitate those who are more advanced than you.
Nesistenkite dirbtinai imituoti tų, kurie yra labiau už jūs pažengę.
But you develop yourself as a preacher, you will become also advanced.
Bet taip pat jūs kultivuokite save kaip pamokslautoje ir jūs taip pat pažengsite.
In due course of time.
Laiko bėgyje.
But don't try to all of a sudden be a big, big, big preacher beyond your means.
Bet nesistenkite staiga tapti didelį, didelį pamokslautoje iš savo galimybių.
That will not be successful.
Tai jums nepasiseks.
You have to be in the mood of a humble servant.
Jūs turite būti nuolankaus tarno nuotaikoje.
This is the last one.
Taigi paskutinis klausimas. But what to do if those envious people aggressively attacking or...
What kind of attack?
Kaip puola?
Guns?
Su ginklais?
Verbal? What kind of attack?
Ar tiesiog su savo kalba? Emotionally and by their activities.
By words.
Well, it
works also verbal.
It depends on the circumstance.
Tai tada aišku priklauso nuo aplinkybių.
There's so many varieties of circumstances, I cannot give a general answer.
Yra daugybė įvairiausių aplinkybių, aš tik duosiu tokį bendrą atsakymą.
They attacked me at a Sunday feast lecture in the UK one time, the Narayan Maharaj people.
Vieną kartą sekmadieninės programos metu Narayan Maharaj pasiekėjai užpuolė atsidavusius.
So that happens sometimes. One has to...
Kartais tai atsitinka.
If people want to come to the temple just to sabotage our program, then they're not welcome, that's all. If someone... Yeah, you understood. If people want to come to our temple to sabotage our programs, they're not welcome to come here. That's all. Sabotage means ruin the program.
Kažkas tai atėjęs į jūsų šventyklą nori sukelti kažkokį tai sabotažą, tai paprasčiausiai jie nėra priimami, nėra laukiami.
Our temples are for people who want to come and learn about Krishna consciousness.
Mūsų šventyklos yra skirtos tiems žmonėms, kurie nori ateiti ir išmokti mokslą.
If someone wants to come here simply to make trouble, then they're not welcome here, that's all.
Jeigu kažkas čia nori ateiti ir sukelti kažkokius tai problemas, neramumus, mes jų nelaukiam.
We don't, such people should not be allowed to come here, that's all.
Tokie žmonės neturi būti leidžiami čia.
The Los Angeles temple has a big problem with this.
Los Angeles šventyklos, jie turėjo didesnį tokią problemą.
The Ritvik people come and they pass out literature at in the temple, anti-ISKCON literature in the temple itself.
Ritvikai atėjo šventyklą ir jie išdalino literatūrą ritvišką.
So such people should not be allowed in the temple.
Tokie žmonės jie neturi būti įleisti į šventyklą.
Who are trying to hurt our movement, they should not be allowed.
Kurie nori pažeisti mūsų judėjimą, jie nereikia įleisti.
So we'll stop here. Everybody come tomorrow morning for Bhagavatam class. We'll have more nectar from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Visus kviečiame rytoj Srimad Bhagavatam. Dar daugiau nektaro išgirsti iš Srimad Bhagavatam.
Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srimad Sankarshan Das Adhikari Maharaj ki jai.
ISKCON Kona's devotees ki jai.